5 minute crowder. Hijack the radio for a few hours. Turn it up louder. Somebody checking the tower. Jimmy's asleep and Solana has got some TV to devour. Chanting the gator that been in Miami so long. We got that boy selling powder. Hog the OG. Give him a spritz. No game, no tricks. Locking your picks. The show is a lit. Monday to Friday from 2 to 6. Georgie on the track so you know it's lit. Tell me where you at, little buddy, don't trip. We got you. Miami the Boca, McRib in your Boca. From football to b-ball, the hockey, the baseball, the soccer. Yeah. Miami the Boca, McRib in your Boca. From football to b-ball, the hockey, the baseball, the soccer.
Motherfucker,
hockey crowder, 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 hockey crowder.
That's our guy, Georgie. Georgie Music, if you want to follow him on social media, that is the new Hockman and Crowder anthem. That's the banger. J-O-R-G, the letter G, music, M-U-Z-I-K. Follow Georgie Music on social media. That is a banger. I love that, man.
McRib in your Boca. Oh, I love that.
Miami to Boca. McRib in your Boca. Let's go. We had we met him at Whiskey Stars and Cigars. We had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It was a few weeks ago. And we've got a chance for you now to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Drew Estate's one of our Whiskey Stars and Cigars sponsors. You get a tour of the Florida Sun-Grown Farm. You enjoy fine spirits. It's a catered dinner. You get exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. This is a highly sought after ticket for a highly sought after event. And we're giving one away, a pair. You go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. You must be 21 or older to win and attend. But you can register right now, WQAM.com, and click on contests. So we've got a game night tonight. We're going to talk with Doug Plagans this hour. He is boots on the ground, obviously, in Raleigh, North Carolina, where games 1 and 2 will take place. So let's begin the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana and headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Just seeing this right now was posted by the Dunk Central NBA Central account. Boogie Cousins was on FanDuel TV, one of their NBA shows, and he says Dallas should trade the number one overall pick for Kevin Durant, which is ridiculous. But if that were the case, if like that's what the asking price is, then forget about the Heat getting Kevin Durant and forget about Giannis Antetokounmpo coming to Miami.
Well, first of all, it's ridiculous. Why on earth would you give up the number one overall pick for an aging,
good
injury
take, Boogie.
Prone
good take,
Kevin Durant? But you're correct. If the asking price starts at overall number one, the Heat are going to be in trouble. I don't know. You know, we talked about it yesterday. We broached it yesterday, but the Heat have a little bit of a problem because I think it's going to be incredibly difficult to get Giannis or KD. And I don't know if there's any other whales who are out there right now. Now, like you say, as the season continues, you may have unhappy players a la Jimmy Butler. But it's really, you know, and I know Pat Riley said at the end of the year press conference, I don't have a problem with an aging superstar. And I do believe that there's a reason he went out of his way to say that, not just that he was asked, but said that specifically. There's no young superstars who are unhappy. The young superstars, right? I mean, when you think about them, Solana, it's like they're on good teams. So you're kind of, if you're in the market for a superstar, a whale, it's going to be one of these older superstars who's getting passed around. I don't know what you consider Russell Westbrook, But I don't want that guy near my team.
Nope. I'm good.
But I kind of feel like that's kind of who the market is. You know, unless you think Ja, maybe? Is Ja going to be available?
Yeah. I don't know.
It depends if you consider Zion to be like a younger potential superstar.
The thing is, Hawk, if the Heat, my concern, because, you know, the report we were talking about yesterday, that guy Scoopy Robinson said that Giannis is hesitant to play under Pat Riley, something like that, which is ridiculous because he would be playing with Eric Spoelstra anyway. So regardless, my thing is not, hey, does Giannis want to play for the Miami Heat if he decides to leave Milwaukee? It's, yes, the Bucks have an incentive to trade Giannis where he wants to go. No doubt he won them a ring. But they're also not going to be silly. If the Houston Rockets or the Oklahoma City Thunder or, you know, like there's teams, the San Antonio Spurs, that have more draft capital and might have more appealing players to send to Milwaukee.
Play it out. Like when you had superstars here, other superstars wanted to come. It was kind of easy. It's Miami. It's a no state tax. It's Riley, Spo, Heat DNA, Heat culture. But, you know, Giannis, let's say, I mean, obviously you're not going to be able to make any more moves than that. You're actually going to have to give up assets. But let's say you can keep Bam and Tyler and get Giannis. Is that appealing enough to him with other possible destinations? Because is Giannis, Bam, and Tyler markedly better than Giannis and Dame Lillard? If Dame's healthy, if he was, they didn't go anywhere when he was healthy. But is it markedly better?
I see your point. I mean, I would say most people outside of South Florida would say no. It's actually a downgrade. But I think there's other factors at play there. You have Eric Spoelstra. I think that's a huge plus. Better than Doc Rivers. Like, I think that matters. I also just think sometimes a change of scenery can be good for a superstar. We've seen it. We've seen it with Jimmy Butler. We saw it with LeBron James. Like,
okay, now remove Tyler from the equation because you probably can't keep both of them.
Yeah. But
so now it just becomes like, I'm not certain. He loves Milwaukee. But if he's going to go somewhere, I think it's to compete immediately for a title.
For sure.
And I'm not certain Miami's that destination.
Yeah. It might not be. But I also think you're in Miami. You're joining with Bam Adebayo. There are going to be guys around the league it's not the same as LeBron, Wade, and Bosch teaming up.
No, but you're right. That's the caveat. Hey, if you come here, we're actually going to be able to attract the talent that's going to make this a championship roster.
There are going to be guys around the league saying, oh, I can take a little bit less, but be in Miami, not have to pay the taxes that I would going to Philadelphia or going to New York. That becomes attractive. I just think, like, even with Ja Morant, it's difficult for me to say, if Ja Morant becomes available, Memphis says, hey, we don't like all the circus stuff off the court. We're making a huge decision here. We're moving away. Well, here come teams with, and it's not to say the Heat don't have valuable trade pieces. Like Pat Riley said, they feel like they have more draft capital than they've had available to trade in recent years. They're going to have a ton of money off the books after this season, expiring deals north of $50 million that are expiring. That's attractive. But there's other teams right now that probably have more to bring to the table for Ja Morant, for Zion, for Giannis, for Kevin Durant. That's where I think the Heat are going to struggle this offseason.
Well, it needs to be a situation like Dame Lillard where
sure.
He says, yeah, I want to go to Miami.
Has to
didn't
be.
Work out for him, but it has to be a stronger ask than what ended up happening with him.
Yeah, it didn't work out because he took the coward's way out. Got a call from the Bucks, and he's like, all right, fine, I'll go over there. Stick to your guns, Dame.
Kind of appealing, though, to play with Giannis. I don't know what Milwaukee, the city, like,
I was thinking about this, and it just strikes fear in my heart. What if Boston says Tatum's out for a year? Hey, we'll trade Jaylen Brown. We'll trade anybody other than Tatum for the number one overall pick. Get Cooper Flag. I wonder if you're the Dallas Mavericks.
And would you do that if you're the Mavericks?
I don't know. Multiple.
I mean, you're essentially saying, would you rather have Jaylen Brown or Cooper Flag?
Jaylen Brown, Kyrie, and Anthony Davis right now probably is one of the better teams in the NBA. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. Like, I was thinking about it. If Boston,
you have no idea what Nico Harrison's capable of doing. So, but I that doesn't sound appealing to me.
If Boston is looking to say, hey, we got our ring, Tatum's out for a year anyways, let's kind of go for a little soft rebuild so that when he's ready to come back in a full season, we've got a young rookie.
Well, I think it makes sense
around
for Boston. I just don't see Dallas doing it.
Yeah. Anyways, Boogie Cousins, they should find some more airtime for him. I'm all for it. Speaking of the NBA, there were a couple NBA media notes. Charles Barkley expected to be on the Inside NBA TNT show that's going to be licensed to ESPN next season. It looks like they're going to bring all four cast members back.
Right.
And then in the WNBA, did you see this? The numbers were released. Fever Sky, the game where Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese kind of got into it, and we talked about it yesterday. It averaged 2.7 million viewers on ABC. It peaked at 3.1 million. That was the most watched WNBA game ever on ESPN platforms, including postseason games. That was just regular season game one.
It is so good for the league that there is this drama between Clark and Reese. It is. Fever play tonight, by the way. See what the Caitlin Clark props are. They host the Atlanta Dream tonight. Caitlin Clark over under 20.5 points.
Over.
Over under 3.5 made threes.
Over.
And they don't have any combo props up, so you can't bet. You saw what Dave Portnoy won on her triple-double.
He dropped 25 G's on her to get a triple-double. She came back into the game, by the way, to do that. She was one rebound shy.
I saw a funny stat that he made more in that bet that any WNBA player will make this season.
Crazy.
That's wild.
That's crazy, man.
He made more on one bet, profited more on one bet on game one of the season than any WNBA player will make for the entire season.
It's stupid. I think I'm all in, though. Like, I'm considering buying a Caitlin Clark jersey. Like, she's fun.
I love her. I would be watching tonight if there wasn't Panthers hockey and potential for Matt Mervis baseball.
So you got split-screen action tonight, Eastern Conference Finals, Panthers, Canes on one screen, and then Marlins on the other?
So I don't do split screen. I'm too old for that.
What?
I cannot pay attention to more than one show at a time. So I'm flipper guy. I'm guy who misses goals.
Oh, I hate that
because
guy.
Matt Mervis is at bat on a Tuesday night in May.
That's
because I can watch. Obviously, ridiculous. I can just pull up the app on my phone. I can keep the Marlins game on my phone when Mervis is batting. I'm not watching other than Mervis at bats. I have to watch it on the TV. You know, Appel, he's got one of those TV rooms. He's got the TV and then two smaller TVs above it. And so he'll text me a picture like he's got SNL on the main screen, Indiana Fever, and, an NBA game or whatever. And he'll be like, oh, are you watching SNL right now? And I'm like, well, you're not watching it because you've got three things on right now.
All right, but here's where I'm calling BS. You are somebody who cannot watch a sporting event without your phone.
That is true.
You're cycling back between the Hard Rock Bet app,
higher time,
Twitter, Instagram. Yep. Yeah, yep. I do the same thing. So the idea that you can't do split screen or have multiple screens in front of you to watch two different games, to me, It's BS because you're doing it the whole time.
I don't do it.
But you're doing it.
I don't do it.
You're doing it the whole time.
No, but I'm on social media. Totally different. Mm.
Same thing.
That's why I don't like going to a sports book. I don't know where to look. Yeah, these gentlemen's clubs that have more than one stage. Oh, where am I supposed to look? There's too much action.
You want one girl. Only one girl at a time.
One giant stage, one girl. I know where to look. Go to a sports bar. I want every TV on the same game.
It's my problem with this YouTube TV, Hawk. Jimmy convinced me to get YouTube TV, and it's great.
Make whatever quad box you want.
Well, no, you can't. Only they choose what to put in the quad box.
I thought you could make it yourself.
No, you can't. And it just doesn't make any sense. You can't create your own quad box. You can't create your own split screen. So
you sure?
Tonight, I'm sure, if you want to watch Panthers Canes, and then I want to watch Marlins, even though you can, they don't have FanDuel Sports Network Florida. Also kind of ridiculous, Jimmy. Something he didn't tell me before I paid for YouTube TV. But I can't put like what I want. It's only what they think I want. And tonight it's going to be fine. It's going to be Western Conference Finals and the NBA and then Panthers Canes on the other side. So like I'm game with that. But hey, maybe I want to watch Fox Deportes because there's a Copa Libertadores game going on. But I also want to watch Panthers hockey. Hey, maybe let Latinos choose what they want to watch. Okay, YouTube TV.
Are you sure you can't make your own quad box?
I'm 100% sure I cannot make my
own quad
box.
I think you just need to upgrade your plan.
No, I'm paying out of my ass for this stupid YouTube TV, which I love, by the way. If you want to sponsor me, YouTube TV.
I've got the DirecTV stream. That's because they've got FanDuel.
Right. But now I'm just paying for FanDuel.
Right, but then you got to open up the app.
I got to open up the app.
It's like I need it all right there. You get the DirecTV stream, got everything I need. I got Reels, and I got the FanDuels. I got Sports Grid TV. You know, watch Pharrell. And I got the Stars. You got that Stars?
Nah, I don't know.
You don't have the Stars?
I don't pay for Stars. Yeah,
you didn't see Casino last night.
No, good I didn't. Movie. Great movie. Yeah. Love Casino. Could just watch it on streaming service.
Yeah. Well, you get the Stars. It's right there whenever they decide to put it on.
Jimmy's like vigorously looking up YouTube TV quad boxes, how to create your own. And you can. I don't know what you're Googling right now. You can't.
I'm Googling that soon that you'll be able to.
Ah, okay.
Right. Yeah, I think you can.
Panthers Canes tonight, 8 p.m. puck drop in Carolina. Eastern Conference Finals begins tonight. Odds to win the Stanley Cup entering today, by the way. Oilers are like a slight favorite over the Florida Panthers. But, bro, this entire Final Four in hockey is just like up for grabs because Oilers are plus 240, Panthers are plus 250, Stars plus 275, Hurricanes plus 300.
So I told you I put the Panthers in at plus 500, $100 bet. And that was earlier, obviously, before the playoffs started. So the cash out offer right now is 178 and 12 cents. I'm letting it ride, man.
It's not even worth taking that and then putting it on the Panthers again, right? Because you're getting way shorter.
Correct.
Odds.
I'd be getting $78 for my 100, but then my odds, it's not. But they kind of know the formula for that. They don't offer you a mathematically advantageous option.
Yeah. In the NBA, by the way, Manchester City on the board 1-0 over our Cherries. Not a great start.
Down the Cherries. Mm.
Tonight in the NBA, Oklahoma City hosts Minnesota game one at 8:30. Who are we rooting for in that series?
I don't really have a rooting interest in that series, you know?
Part of me would love Julius Randle, Karl Anthony Towns going at it in the NBA Finals. Part of me would love that, like revenge arc. Storyline.
You're rooting for the Knicks?
But, man, do I hate the New York Knicks and their entire fan base. Sorry, Vlad, but I can't do it.
I'd like to see them in the NBA Finals just because, I mean, it is a who's who of fandom and history, and I don't know. There's something about it, man.
Who's who? We have to see Spike Lee again on the sidelines? Get out of here, man.
Spike Lee, Larry David. I mean, you get the whole cast.
Oh, Ben Stiller all of a sudden. Ben Stiller wants everybody to know he's the biggest Knicks fan in the world. Stop it, Ben Stiller. Let me know when you have Meet the Fockers Part 5. I don't need to keep seeing Ben Stiller tweets about the New York Knicks. Like, I just stop with the New York Knicks, man.
Timothy Chalamet, Moskov, what's his name?
See, that guy, Hawk, I know you've kind of ridiculed him a little bit, but, bro, he legit.
I have?
You kind of have.
How?
What, you were accusing Larry David of being phony for hanging out with Timothy Chalamet.
No, yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you were accusing him of being phony for hanging out with a superstar. Bro, Timothy Chalamet, as much as I hate to admit it because he's a Knicks fan, that guy's gorgeous, bro. He's gorgeous, and he knows ball, legitimately knows ball.
I mean, based on what?
Ah, he knows ball.
And based on what?
He knows ball. They brought him on College Game Day, could hang with Kirk Herbstreit. Might take his job. I'd rather.
He knows football?
He knows football. He knows basketball as well. Mm. I'd rather Timothy Chalamet on Amazon Prime Thursday Night Football than Kirk Herbstreit at this point.
Wow. Interesting. Bunch of people texting in, you are wrong. You can adjust whatever screens you want to watch in multi-view.
You can't. Look it up. I don't know what these people are doing. You can't on YouTube TV.
Somebody texts in, hey, Hawk, same here, 56 years old, one channel mental capability at a time. Totally agree, sir.
Couple other local notes. Barry Jackson did report that the Dolphins made contact with Asante Samuel Jr., who used to play for the L.A. Chargers, cornerback, a position of need for Miami, and a radio host in Phoenix, longtime radio host. His name is John Gambadoro. He says that Chris Quinn, Miami's assistant head coach, made a very strong impression during his interview with the Suns for their head coaching vacancy.
All right.
So another year and another summer filled with Chris Quinn coaching head coaching rumors, which I would imagine will fall flat once again for poor Chris Quinn.
It's just not a sexy hire for any franchise. I mean, it's not.
Timothy Chalamet as your head coach or Chris Quinn?
Chalamet all day. Guy knows ball.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, but it is hot and it is humid. That is your weather.
Richie from Boar's Head, very angry at you about the Knicks. Mm-hmm. Says, shut your pie hole, Solana. You don't know nothing. You're going to put up with the connection. You're going to like it. He meant the Knicks. You loser Heat fan. I'm so mad I want to slap him. That's Richie from Boar's Head.
The Heat have 3 titles since the last time the New York Knicks made the NBA Finals. Richie from Boar's Head, shut your mouth. Get out of here.
Boar's Head has that good honey maple turkey.
Does he work for Boar's Head, Richie?
I don't know if he works there anymore. He used to. He used to bring us deli meats. Yeah. I don't know if he still works with them or not.
Yeah.
But that honey maple glazed turkey breast?
Yeah.
Boar's Head or nothing for me.
You're not a Publix deli meats guy?
Never.
I'm not arguing it's better. I'm just saying,
I mean,
every
now
and then.
They go, oh, we don't have any Boar's Head sliced up right now. Or I don't have a Boar's Head open. You know, you want the Publix? No, I'll wait for you to open it. Oh, we'll get the jaws of life if you need.
That's ridiculous.
I'm taking the Boar's Head.
But you're the same guy asking them to open up the cantaloupe to put it on the sub.
No. Deli meat's not exactly like running to the produce section to get cantaloupe.
So now You're standing in line. I'm four people back. You want the honey maple bacon. Deli,
they got the Publix turkey breast on the slicer.
Right.
It's ready to go. No, sir. Take it off. Clean the slicer. Open up the Boar's Head package.
Crazy.
Look at me. You think I'm going to eat the Publix deli meat? No, sir.
Crazy.
Boar's Head all
crazy.
Day.
That's crazy.
Amen.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You guys are what's wrong with this country.
No, you are.
You're what's wrong
you
with
settle.
This country.
You settle.
Yeah, I do. For the yeah. betterment well, of everybody in line. For the betterment of everybody.
Yeah, you settle.
Now they got to wrap up the Publix
That's
turkey.
That's right.
They got to wrap it up
Mummify
in saran wrap.
Yeah. That thing shouldn't be open anyway.
Then they got to go look. There's 74 different meats out there. They all look the same. Now they got to go look for the maple bacon.
Nobody wants anything but the honey maple glazed turkey breast. Anywho. Anything else?
Those are your sports headlines. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. I think I did that already. Call them 866-954-MORE. It's hot. It's humid. Nick Stink. That's your weather.
Ronde texting me. It's like eating Kirkland meats if you get that Publix brand. It's true. He's 100% correct. If they give you a choice between Publix deli meat or Boar's Head and you go, yeah, whatever, it's shame on you. You're what's wrong with America.
At a dinner party Saturday night, a couple family members over, went to Costco. I bought Kirkland wine to serve to everybody. Delicious. Everybody
Christ
loved
almighty.
It. Everybody loved it, OG.
Trust me, they're still talking about you today. Hey, give me that Southeast Grocers brand deli meat.
That's your weather hawk.
Oh, I didn't know if there was anything else. All right, Doug Plagans, his boots on the ground in Raleigh, North Carolina. You got Panthers and Hurricanes tonight. We're going to talk with them in the next segment. I talk about Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach every day. Cheetah Palm Beach is celebrating 24 years in the Palm Beaches with a two-day celebration, Wednesday and Thursday. So Wednesday, tomorrow, open bar, 6 till 7, then again, 10 till 11 p.m., complimentary carving station 6 till 7, a lavish dessert station 6 till 7, and stop by to win one of their 24-karat gold bar raffle prizes. Thursday at Cheetah Palm Beach, VIP open bar 6 till 7, complimentary wine and cheese station 6 till 7, complimentary hors d'oeuvres 6 till 7, and there will be a super VIP card worth $1,500 raffled off on Thursday at Cheetah Palm Beach. Cheetah Pompano, that's a great spot to watch a game or a fight. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, more stages the better as far as I'm concerned. And they've got the most beautiful ladies in South Florida to entertain. Lots of playoff action this week. You can watch all the games, basketball and hockey, at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well, especially tomorrow and Thursday for their anniversary celebration. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
Doug Plagans is the radio voice for your Florida Panthers. You will hear every Panthers Eastern Conference Finals game right here on 560 WQAM. Plagans is in Raleigh. He has boots on the ground. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Plagans, tell us a little bit about what to expect with this matchup with the Carolina Hurricanes.
Well, it's an interesting one in that you've got a couple of teams with playoff history against each other. You remember back to the Eastern Conference Final in 2023, 2 years ago. These two teams played four games that were decided by one goal, and the Panthers won all four of them. So there is a little bit of a playoff history between the two teams. You also remember it was the last time these two teams played game one in an Eastern Conference Final that we were at the arena just about all night. It was the
I remember that one well. I think every Panthers fan remembers that one.
Yes. So that was game one of the last series that these two teams played against each other. The regular season matchups have always been entertaining. And now going into this series here, there is a reason that these two teams are meeting in this conference final. And there are a lot of similarities between the two. I think maybe you look at it, you say the Panthers do have a little bit more a little bit more star power, perhaps, and maybe a little bit more in terms of the offensive firepower. But the two teams defend very well. The two teams play really fast. The two teams play quick. The two teams, they, like I said, they defend great. They're both, it's the two best penalty kills in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Carolina has the best penalty kill to this point in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers right behind them in second. If you are fortunate enough to get a scoring chance because you've gotten through the defense, you have two all-world goalies who are going to be going head-to-head here between Sergei Bobrovsky and Frederik Andersen. Then you've got the other tie-ins, the head coach over on the Carolina side, Rod Brind'Amour. All three of the coaches who are going to be behind the bench for Carolina, the staff, Rod Brind'Amour and his two assistants, Tim Gleason and Jeff Daniels, all played for Paul Maurice years ago when they were members of the Carolina Hurricanes, and Paul Maurice was coaching there. So these two teams have been in the contending mix in the Eastern Conference for a number of years now. The Panthers are the one that has broken through, has made a couple of trips to the final, has won a Stanley Cup. Carolina's been knocking on the door here for a number of years. So you've got two really deserving teams, two teams that play similar styles. And in some ways, you look at a series like this, and I know I said that, like with a Barkov and a Tkachuk, for example, there might be a little bit bigger name value and maybe a little bit more offensive firepower on the Panthers side. But Carolina, they've got some guys that if you're not familiar with them, you're going to have to familiarize yourself with them pretty soon. Andrei Svechnikov has 8 goals in 10 games in these playoffs. He's come up big in the goal scoring department when they've needed him to. Sebastian Aho is a star player. Seth Jarvis is an emerging star player for the Carolina Hurricanes. So in many ways, this is one of those matchups where you're going to be waiting to see which team is going to blink first, because there is not going to be 1 inch of free ice between these two teams.
If I said to you, Plagans, you've got to pick one thing about Carolina that makes you most nervous about the matchup with the Panthers, because we're all, I would say, intimately familiar at this point with the kind of hockey the Panthers play. So if I said to you, here's the one thing that makes you most nervous about the matchup, it would be what?
I wouldn't say makes me nervous, but I think the factors that stand out to me, if I look at Carolina and what makes them tough, like I said, it is the penalty kill. Now, the good thing on that is the Panthers' 5-on-5 play has been really good. It's been really good all season. It's been really good in the Paul Maurice era, and it's been really good in these playoffs. So the Panthers by no means are a power play reliant team, but they do have a good power play. That being said, Carolina's penalty kill has been really strong in these playoffs. Like I said, percentage-wise, the best penalty kill in the playoffs to this point. And they don't give up a ton. And when they do, Frederik Andersen is tough to beat. They get after you quickly. The way they pressure, this is going to look different than the way Toronto and Tampa Bay played. Carolina is a lot more north-south, in your face, dump the puck in, and go get it back. They thrive on the forecheck. Very much, when you describe the way Carolina plays, a lot of the same descriptions fit the way the Panthers play. So that's why, like I said, this is going to be a really interesting series to watch, because Paul Maurice told me just a little bit ago when I talked to him, for after the morning skate for my usual pregame interview, the quote that he told me in terms of sizing up the matchup, he said, the team that can play the fastest and then capitalize on the quickness of the game, I think, wins. So that was what Paul Maurice told me, direct quote, just a little bit ago. So you're looking at two teams that play fast, two teams that get after you, that are in your face, and two teams that are very deserving to be in the Eastern Conference Final, and two teams that are certainly capable of winning a Stanley Cup.
2 years ago, Doug, in the conference final when the Panthers swept the Canes, Matthew Tkachuk took over the series. He became a South Florida legend in his first year. Based off that series, is there something about this matchup, something about how the Carolina Hurricanes play, that allows Matthew Tkachuk to be, a superstar on the ice? Not that he's not against other teams, but it was almost like as evident as ever just how great he was. Or was it just that series specifically, he was just playing superhuman, and it's not fair to expect that this time?
Well, he had a big series that year. I think really what you saw there, I think there are a couple of factors. I think First of all, that was just a big stage, and Matthew Tkachuk is one of those guys that tends to thrive on the big stage, and he is never one to shy away from the big moment, and there were some big moments in that series, and he certainly seized them, and some of his biggest goals as a member of the Panthers were during that series that only lasted four games. He, of course, had the overtime winner in the four overtime game that was about 12 and a half seconds away from going to a fifth overtime, and he had the late game series clincher in game four at home, and obviously the photo of the celebration that's kind of become a picture that'll be forever etched in Panthers lore. I think the other thing that maybe stands out, and this is where it was a key in that series and could be a key here, a way to generate offense against a team that is very sound defensively is to try and create havoc and chaos in front of the net, to try to pick up, scoring chances in close quarters right around the goal crease. And that is, an area of the ice where Matthew Tkachuk is and can be particularly dangerous. So, maybe he's able to come up with a big goal or two once again here in this series, where you feel like these are all going to be tight games. And on a given night, no reason to think, in terms of if we're comparing the two, this might not be different from a couple of years ago in that I wouldn't expect blowouts, and I wouldn't expect, I would think one goal could be enough to sway things one way or the other. So, again, if he and his teammates can create some havoc in front of the net, that could certainly be something that could play into the Panthers' hands if they can make that happen.
Doug Plagans is the radio voice for your Florida Panthers. We know that based on where you eat at road games, sometimes can affect the outcome of the game and or the series. And this gets serious now, Plagans, because you're in Raleigh and this is the Eastern Conference Finals. Where have you eaten before tonight's game?
So I will say this. This is not one of the markets where there's any kind of superstitious dining. I've never looked back to the dining options in Raleigh as having any impact, mostly because there's a variety. I've mixed it up. I've never really had a set go-to in this market to go and eat. There are just a lot of places that catch your eye. I don't foresee that being, I don't see the lunchtime option, for example, being a big factor in this series. I think there are a lot of things that could be much more important factors.
Do they have cookout there? Cookout in Raleigh?
It is in the market. I haven't seen one yet. I haven't looked to even see how close I am to it, but that is a good idea should I have the opportunity to get over to one.
Yeah, I've never been to one, but I've read good things
about
cookout.
Very good. Yeah, very good.
All right. Well, keep us posted if anything changes on the food front, because we're very invested in this, obviously.
Yeah, and I know Chipotle came through in the clutch for us in a big way for Game 7, but there's not one of those. I haven't seen one of those nearby where I am, and like I said, even if there were here in Raleigh, I've mixed up the dining options a lot, so it's never been a big part of the equation in my mind.
All right, fair enough. You can hear Plagans tonight on this very radio station, 8 p.m. puck drop. It'll be an 8 p.m. puck drop the entire series, and game one gets underway tonight. Thank you, Plagans. Have a good broadcast.
Thank you, and even better yet, 8 p.m. every game of the series, 7:30 pregame every game of the series, and we're going every other night, Hawk, throughout the series. There's no guessing game, so it's going to be every other night at 8 o'clock here in the Eastern Conference Final.
That's right. And we're going to broadcast live Monday. It'll be game four. It's Memorial Day, but we're going to broadcast live at the Amerant Bank Arena. So we will see you then for sure.
Looking forward to seeing you there.
There you go. Doug Plagans, radio voice for your Florida Panthers. We're going to take a break here. 4 o'clock hour's coming up. We'll give away Marlins tickets in the 4 o'clock hour. So don't go anywhere. Marlins tickets in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll come back with more Hawk and Crowder after this.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.